Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, Tuesday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on the house. freetalklive.com. Honolulu from the Associated Press. Hawaii, known for its fresh ocean air and pristine beauty, has implemented one of the nation's strictest no-smoking laws. Now, Wayne, this probably hit home. You actually spent a few years of your life down there, didn't you?
Some of the best years of my life.
You want to try that Maui Wowie down there?
No comments.
State officials say the new law will protect people from secondhand smoke. But some fear that it may deter cigarette-puffing tourists from coming to the islands, especially high-spending visitors from Japan. The smoke-free Hawaii law went into effect November 16th, banning smoking in all public places, such as restaurants, bowling alleys, and malls, as well as airports. Now, that's something we've seen around the country for the past few years. 4 years ago, when we started doing Free Talk Live, the very first show we did, we were talking about the Florida smoking ban that went into effect, which is one of the first ones. I think it was Florida and New York and California, some of the first states to implement these bans. And they were of the nature of banning smoking in public establishments. In any business, in fact, was what it was in Florida. It sounds like it's the same way in Hawaii. Wherever the public is, so excluding private residences, if it's a public area, a public business, you can't smoke in there. Now, this is, again, what they've been doing all around the country. But Hawaii's taken it a step further. Many of the islands already had county laws limiting smoking, but lighting up now in partially enclosed areas, bars and less than 20 feet from doorways and windows is illegal.
Wow, can you imagine you're sitting there having a cigarette and some big, and I mean big guy, some Samoan guy or some Hawaiian comes up to you and says, "Hey, you got to put out the cigarette, brah."
Is that how they talk over there?
Yeah.
Cam Fong as Chin Ho comes on over.
How's it?
Can you imagine? That is just unbelievable. The total invasion of private property, ostensibly to protect people mm-hmm. from making choices about going to a place to eat or to be entertained or to work, as if they're being exploited.
Right, and it was bad enough to slap property owners in the face and say, well, you can't decide now whether or not your customers are allowed or are not allowed to have smoking, which is the way it should be, of course. Slap property owners in the face bad enough and essentially to relegate smokers even further towards this sort of segregated class of society. They're sort of the new persecuted class in America. It was bad enough that we were kicking them out of our businesses and saying, well, if you want to smoke your cigarette, you have to go outside. Well, now not only do they have to go outside, they have to walk 20 feet away from the doorways. Are we going to start drawing little chalk lines on the sidewalk so everybody's going to know how far they need to be away? I mean, how are you supposed to measure 20 feet? I mean, are you just supposed to know? I mean, put your one foot in front of the other, or just walk a good 50 steps away. That way you know for sure. But check around. Make sure you're not near a window. See, it doesn't specify if the window is open or closed. Maybe there's a danger of the smoke seeping through the closed window.
Mm. You got trees 10 steps more back, brah.
I can see McGarrett going out there.
And some of these guys there, I mean, they're big. They have arms like your legs. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah.
State officials say comprehensive no-smoking laws in 13 other states and hundreds of cities have helped Americans get used to similar policies. So get used to it. Your freedoms are going out the window. Yeah. And just get used to it, Americans.
It sounds like incrementalism.
But turning up the heat on the frogs.
Some worry international visitors, especially from Japan, the largest group of foreign tourists to Hawaii, won't immediately adjust or understand the new policies that could result in fines. Chris Kiaha, a bartender at the Sheraton, where half a dozen people were smoking 2 days before the ban went into effect, said that she feels lawmakers didn't think through the law's impact. Quote, "What are we going to do if we lose tourism?" said Kiaha, who occasionally smokes. Hotels, restaurants, and bars that put up required no-smoking signs, removed ashtrays, and are trying to educate guests about where they can light up. The state is working with Japanese travel wholesalers and agents to inform visitors in airports are playing recorded greetings to inform travelers. I mean, can you imagine this? You get to your destination and there's a Japanese greeting airing over the overheads telling you that smoking is no longer allowed in Hawaii.
Saludo, no smoking. I go to.
I can see it now. Richard Chamberlain in the new version of Shogun. Konnichiwa, Tora Nagasawa. Smoke cigarette? No, no good.
Insane.
It is insane, and it really is insane, especially if it's true that they take a tourism hit as a result.
And how much are these guys spending already to try to make sure that the tourists will still come, that they'll understand? I mean, what
sounds like a multi. It sounds like a multi-million dollar outreach campaign. I don't think that there's a large. I mean, if we're looking at tourism, somebody might make the argument, well, since Hawaii's going to be smoke-free, it'll just encourage more smoke-free tourists. I don't think that when you're a family, for instance, mom and dad sitting down planning the next vacation, I don't think that it ever comes into play, or at least in very, very few circumstances, does it ever come into play where mom says, you know, Jim, I don't think that we want to go to Hawaii because they allow smoking in public places. We don't want to go. Has this ever affected Hawaii's tourism in the past? Is the fact that you can smoke in a bar or smoke in a certain restaurant keeping people away from Hawaii? No. But the fact that they're banning smoking may definitely keep people away from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. These Japanese tourists, they go there, they find out they can't smoke, or maybe businessmen, they might decide to have their meeting somewhere else.
And you know what I think is great about that, you guys, is they always give this excuse. They gave the excuse in Massachusetts when they did this about a year and a half ago. Certain municipalities or certain counties have already done it, so why not do it everywhere?
Yep.
It's like, well, you know, first of all, I wish they hadn't chosen that near municipality in the first place. But if they chose it and the others didn't, why don't you allow them to do it that way? People have at least a little bit of choice left. If they want to establish a smoking establishment in a pro-smoking county, they could go there.
Sure.
But they don't want that. People have already made their choices. So they say, well, people are already making their choices, so we'll continue to make choices going in this direction. Well, why don't you just say, let the people make their choices themselves?
Well, people can't make choices, Gardner. They're just little peons.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing.
And that goes to the individual level. You know, it's just unbelievable to think. And this is the most, I think, one of the most egregious examples of people buying into the claptrap that the owners of the means of production force people to do things. They force people to buy things. It's a totally Marxist principle.
Yeah.
And it's not.
You're a slave to the cigarette makers.
Exactly. You have to work in a certain place. And I've said this before, you know, minimum wage laws, smoking laws, all these types of regulations are all predicated on the same fallacious concept, which is that the owners of the means of production exploit people, which is totally bogus. The owners of the means of production, just like the workers need jobs, the owners need employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they compete just like the workers compete to get jobs. And they all compete together to try to get the consumer. And it all comes down to consumer preference. So nobody's exploited in a job. They can always go someplace else. And we've had arguments here in New Hampshire. I had these people on from the American Cancer Society. And by the way, folks, don't ever give another penny to the American Cancer Society.
They're behind all these smoking bans.
That's right. Don't give them any money. Don't give them anything. Any private organization that is out there lobbying to get something passed, stop giving them your money. That includes the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They used to only take private money.
Yeah, why don't you spend your time finding a cure?
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to address all of these legal issues.
They use it to force people.
Yeah, and the problem is in the American Cancer Society, for example, their charter, if there's ever a cure for cancer found, they cease to exist.
You know that? Can't raise money anymore.
It's in the charter.
It's in the charter. Read it.
If they don't exist, then they can't continue asking for money anymore. And that's what a lot of these groups do. They just keep funding themselves and keep sending out letters to ask for more contributions. Well, Hawaii is selling the law as though they have to sell the law. As though it's going to matter as
like
to whether
it's a market concept.
Right. As though it's going to matter as
people
to whether or not
volunteer.
They do a good job of selling this.
Well, you know, I think I'd like to buy that law. Well, I wouldn't. Oh, okay, you don't have to.
They're selling it, though, as a clean environment policy, not as a smoking ban, says the state's tourism liaison. The new rules aren't needed to protect employees and customers from secondhand smoke, she said. So this isn't a smoking ban. It's a clean environment policy. Don't you want a clean environment to live in, Hawaiians? 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about, smoking bans or whatever it is that's on your mind. We'll take a trip over to Iraq here in a moment as well. And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered about what the mark of the beast is in chapter 13 of Revelation? What does 666 really mean? Or about the harlot church of Revelation 17? Or about the beast of Daniel in Revelation? Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the foremost scholars on geopolitics and popular talk show guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. Dr. Michael Kaufman is recognized for his penetrating analyses of global events and has used his information to almost single-handedly stop the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified by the U.S. Senate, 1 hour before the Senate was to vote to ratify it. Order World Events and Prophecy now and see why those who have seen it say it is one of the best DVDs on the subject. Order now at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. And that does include the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com is where you go. And you'll find over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is completely free. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. Get registered now for this three-day event. February 23rd through the 25th will be held convention style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And I believe all three of us are going to be in attendance.
It's going to be a blast.
There's going to be a lot of, I think, really cool people there to meet and hang out with and listen to speak and all of that.
Yeah. The only thing I'm afraid of is that my brain might explode.
It's going to be so much information.
So much information.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. And looking forward to that. Also, of course, taking place in the great state of New Hampshire, where there is not a smoking ban.
And there will be by this time next year.
You think so?
Absolutely.
You think the Democrats that are coming in are going to really ramrod that one through?
Yeah. The way it worked in the state of New Hampshire last year is, for the first time last year, the House of Representatives in the state, you know, consistently conservative Republican, and yet the Republican conservatism has worn away, and now it's just Republican in name only.
Mm-hmm.
They voted in favor of it. And the lobbyists, like the American Cancer Society and all these other organizations, were there. American Heart Association, all of them were there. Clean Air America, all these things. They were all there. Clean Air New Hampshire. They were all there with their little orange lobbyist tags. And the Free State Project people, the people with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they had their own tags made themselves. The other people, they earned their living going to try to affect policy and government. These people were there, taking time off, away from their jobs, to try to defend private property. They lost in the House, but in the state Senate last year, the pro-smokers won. The pro-freedom people lost in the House last year. But in our state Senate, which only has 16 members, by one vote, the smoking ban was defeated.
Wow, it was that close. I had forgotten that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, now it's a totally different composition because the Democrats have taken over, because the Republicans have not stood up for any principles regarding freedom.
Well, it's the sad thing that we're seeing around the country is that nobody's standing up for anything. Yeah. Everybody has this worship for the law, and it's absolutely disgusting. They put their property rights aside, and they say, well, you know, I was running this restaurant, and I wanted to allow smoking, or I had this bar, and I used to allow smoking, but now they've passed a law, and what can I do? I'll just have to go along with it. You know, what I'd like to see happen, and I don't know if it will, I hope it does, they call New Hampshire the live free or die state. I don't know if it really still is or not. I mean, I think as more people come here as part of the Free State Project, we'll get back to that point. But we've still got quite a few battles to fight in between then and now. And I feel like if this goes through, all the good law-abiding citizens will just go right ahead and abide by this law, and smoking will be shut out. But what I'd like to see is at least one bar owner say, no.
Yeah.
I am going to continue allow smoking in my bar because it's my property, I own it, or I'm paying the rent, and the landlord doesn't mind if we have smoking, or whatever. But it'd be preferable if the guy actually owned the property, owned the bar, and he said, forget you. In fact, if you're a law enforcement officer or connected with the state, you're not allowed in my bar anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd like to see happen. Of course, I'm not a bar owner, so I can't do it myself, so I'm just basically crossing my fingers and hoping somebody has the courage to do it.
Yeah, it'd be great to see.
I'm thinking seriously about going to testify before the State House and or the Senate on this.
As a smoker or just somebody who's concerned?
I'm a non-smoker. I don't like cigarette smoke, but I respect someone's right to open up a bar that caters to cigarette smokers.
And, you know, one of the interesting things about this, which I brought up with many people on my program, is, and in fact, over if people want to hear the conversation, go to libertyconspiracy.com and scroll down to the bottom of the page, go a number of pages in, and you'll see the conversation that we had. You can actually click on it and listen to the audio, the debate that I had with these pro-smoking Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't get it. The final question, you go through the practical arguments of it, or the principled arguments of it, I should say, and then what you can do is, because they're always ignorant of the New Hampshire State Constitution and the federal Constitution, which if we actually abided by them, would not allow anybody to do this. In the state Constitution, in Section 2, Article 83, the form of government section of the state Constitution, it stipulates very clearly that the state can regulate only monopolies and companies that are collusively pricing. I don't call a restaurateur monopolistic or collusively pricing.
There's a lot of competition in that business.
Nobody gets it. So if you ask these guys, please cite for me the portion of the Constitution that allows you to tell these people how to do their business, they can never do it. And these are people, these are state reps who swear an oath to uphold the stinking thing, and they can't do it. And I'm a guy who goes home listening to the damned Machine Gun Etiquette and Radio Birdman, and I can't. I mean, there's something out of balance there.
It's sick. And just going back to the story about Hawaii banning smoking in almost every public place. In fact, I believe it is every public place.
Yeah.
Also banning smoking within a 20-foot radius of any door or window. So basically, you're going to have to go in the back alley by the dumpster to smoke, essentially. They're going to ban smoking virtually everywhere, but this is how they always do it. In every state where it's been banned, businesses in Hawaii failing to comply with the law face fines of up to $100 for the first offense, $200 for the second offense, and $500 for each additional violation. And then individual violators of the smoking law may be fined up to $50 plus court costs.
I wonder how many bureaucrats they'll have to hire to enforce that.
Who knows? But my question is, if you actually had a business owner who had the courage to just say no to enforcing this smoking ban on their property, well, inevitably the government would come by and say, oh, looks like you're allowing smoking. Here's your first $100 fine.
Right.
And then, you know, a couple weeks later, they'd get their $200 fine, and then they'd get their first $500 fine, and the fines would start stacking up. And, of course, if the guy's going to refuse to follow the law, he should also refuse to pay the fines, because
right.
the point would be to show how cruel these laws are.
Yeah.
Because if everybody follows the law, then you never get to see the violence on the part of the state. They never show their true colors. And people, it doesn't become crystal clear for people. But when this guy, this theoretical man who would essentially scoff at the law and refuse to follow it,
yeah.
would be gathering all these fines, eventually they're going to come and demand payment, or they're going to try to shut down his business.
Right.
And when that day comes, he's either going to resist and be taken out with a taser or maybe shot to death,
mm-hmm.
or he's going to go and get arrested and thrown in jail, and his bar is going to be shut down.
Right,
and
that's what I love, is when these people are proposing these laws, they're the friendly velvet face
mm-hmm.
behind the cruel face of government, and that's what it is. As the founder said, government is force. You know?
So that's what it takes. The only way we can really show people how forceful and how cruel government is to disobey its laws publicly.
Yeah.
And in the case of a smoking ban, I think a smoking ban calls for civil disobedience.
You know,
because if you let them get away with it, it's just a matter of more steps before they continue cracking down on your business and your decisions on your private property.
Well said.
More's on the way. Oh, by the way, tourist Debbie Liston of Seattle in Hawaii, when she was interviewed, says, "I love it. I'm so happy to be able to breathe again." She was suffocating, apparently, on her vacation until they passed this law. I mean, why would you go to a place where you couldn't breathe?
Bimbo.
Anyway, more's on the way. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We're going to Iraq. Coming up.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com. How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing.
Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit Bedfan.com. That's bed, F-A-N.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airways if you want to. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site, for your download and convenience for free at freetalklive.com. And is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It is a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. We're going to Iraq. We're going to first check in with an old soldier, one who's not actually serving at the moment. And then, if we have time, we're going to check in with some opinions from existing soldiers on what they've seen and how their feelings have changed over time about this conflict that we call the war in Iraq. That. This one from Fred Reed at LouRockwell.com. It's all but official, says Fred. The war in Iraq is lost. Report after leaked report says so. Everybody in Washington knows it except that draft-dodging ferret in the White House. Politicians scurry to avoid the blame. One day soon, people will ask aloud, how did we let 3,000 GIs die for the weak ego of a pampered liar and his desperate need to prove that he's half the man his father was? The troops from now on will die for a war that they already know is over. They're dying for politicians. They are dying for nothing. By now, they must know it. It has happened to us, too, long ago. The talk among political types now is about finding an exit strategy. This means a way of pulling out without risking too many seats in Congress. Screw the troops. We must look to the elections. Do we really want an exit strategy? A friend of mine with 2 tours in heavy combat in another war has devised a splendid exit strategy. It consists of 5 words. Okay, on the plane. Now. Bring your toothbrush. Everything else stays. We're out of here. It's a workable exit strategy, one with teeth, and comprehensible to all, but we won't use it. We'll continue killing our men, calculatedly, cynically, for the benefit of politicians. The important thing, you see, is the place in history of Bush Puppy. Screw the troops. Face it, the soldiers are being used. They're being suckered. This isn't new. It has happened to my generation. Long after we knew that the war in Vietnam was lost, Lyndon Johnson kept it going to fertilize his vanity. And then Nixon spoke of the need to save face at 200 dead GIs a week. But of course, Johnson and Nixon weren't among the dead or among the GIs. I saw an interview on television long ago in which the reporter asked an infantryman near Da Nang, I think, what he thought of Nixon's plan to save face. His reply? His face, our ass. Just so, then, and just so now. Screw the troops. What the hell? They breed fast in Kansas anyway. Soldiers are succinct and do not mince words. That makes them dangerous. We must keep them off camera to make the to every extent possible. A GI telling the truth, after all, could set recruiting back by years. The truth is that the government doesn't care about its soldiers and never has. If you think I'm being unduly harsh, then read the Washington Post. You'll find story after story saying the Democrats don't want to do anything drastic about the war. You know, when they were elected, it was like right after they got elected. They pretty much came out and said, I'm not going to really do anything different here. I'm just going to keep staying the course.
Stay the course. Yeah.
They fear seeming soft on national security. In other words, they care more about their electoral prospects in 2008 than they do about the lives of the GIs. It's no secret. For them, it's a matter of tuning the spin, covering tracks, or calculating the vector sum of the ardent patriot vote, which may be cooling, deciding which way the liberal wind blows, and staying poised to seem to have supported whoever wins. Screw the troops! Their fathers probably worked in factories anyway. Soldiers do not realize until too late the contempt in which they're held by their betters. Here is the psychological foundation of the hobbyist wars of bus station presidents. If you are, say, a lance corporal in some miserable region of Iraq, I have a question for you. Would your commanding general let you date his daughter? I spent my high school years on a naval base, Dahlgren Naval Proving Ground, as it was then called. Dahlgren was heavy with officers, scientists, and engineers. Their daughters, who were my classmates, were not allowed to associate with sailors. Oh, yes. We honor our fighting men. We hold them in endless respect. Yes, we do. For that matter, can you detect a hint of sarcasm in this article? For that matter, Lance Corporal, ask how many members of Congress have ever served, much less been in combat. Ask how many children in the armed services. Look around you. Do you see any guys from Harvard, Yale, MIT, Cornell? Exactly. The smart, the well-off, the powerful are not about to risk their irreplaceable sit parts in combat. Nor are they going to mix with mere high school graduates, with kids from small towns in Tennessee, the blue-collar riffraff who bowl and drink Bud at places with names like Lenny's Rib Room. One simply doesn't. One has standards. You're being suckered, gang, just as we were. It's a science. The government hires slick PR firms and ad agencies in New York. They study what things the young stud wants to be. A soldier! A desire to prove himself, to get laid in foreign places. A craving for adventure. A desire to feel part of something big and powerful and respected. What have you. They know exactly what they're doing. They craft phrases like, be a man among men. Or, a few good men. Or, since girls don't like those two, the few, the proud. Join up and be Superman. Then comes the calculated psychological conditioning. There is, for example, the sense of power and unity that comes from running to cadence with a platoon of other guys. Thump, 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 all shouting to the heady rhythm of boots. If I die on the Russian front, bury me with a Russian. See you next Tuesday. Left, right, left, right, etc. That was Paris Island, August of 66, and doubtless they say something else nowadays, but the principle's still the same. And so you come out in splendid physical shape and feeling no end manly, and they tell you how noble it is to fight for your country. This might be true if anyone were actually invading the country, but since Washington always invades somebody else, you're actually fighting for big oil, or Israel, or the defense industry, or the sexual ambiguities who staff National Review, or the vanity of that moral dwarf on Pennsylvania Avenue. You'll figure this out years later. Once you're in the war, you can't get out. We couldn't either. While your commander-in-chief eats steak in the White House and talks tough, just like a real president, you kill people and you kill people you have no reason to kill, about whom you know next to nothing, which one day may weigh on your conscience. It does with a lot of guys, but that comes later. You're being suckered, and so are the social classes that supply the military. Note that the Pentagon cracks down hard on troops who say the wrong things online. We talked about this, actually. It was about a year and a half ago. There was a guy in the military who was blogging from in Iraq.
Yeah.
And he was being honest about his experiences there. Mm. Honest about his feelings about being there.
Yeah.
And they actually, all of a sudden, there was a new blog post that showed up on his blog where he retracted everything that he had once said. Where he basically, you could tell they almost had a gun to his head ordering him to write a retraction of everything that he had once said on his blog. And it was just the most stunning example of just disgusting behavior on the part of the government. And them trying to cover up information, cover up the feelings of the troops, who we're going to check in here with in a moment, because we've actually got some troops who have come out of the closet, have somehow gotten around the military censors, and we'll actually see how they feel about Iraq here in a moment. But anyway, Fred Reed says, note that the Pentagon cracks down hard on troops who say the wrong thing online, that the White House won't allow coffins to be photographed, that the networks never give soldiers a chance to talk unedited about what's happening. Oh, no. It's crucial to keep morale up among the rubes. You are the rubes, and so once were we.
Wow.
800-259-9231. I mean, when you come across an article like that, it's just so powerful. Yeah. Somebody who fought in the Vietnam War, somebody who was in the military, somebody who's been through all of this, and looking back on it, and can you imagine how you would feel if you had been suckered into this scam?
I see sometimes the parents of troops who have died, and I feel terribly for them, and I support the troops completely. I just don't support the politicians who send them away to war to kill other people for no reason.
Well, I support the troops that follow their oath, which is to support and uphold and defend the Constitution from all threats, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that the threat isn't foreign at all these days. The threat's domestic. And when a troop follows a bad order, I can't support them on that. Please, stand up for our freedoms, not for politicians' orders. More on the way from the troops coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Car Clinic Minute. All for One may be about musketeers, but if musketeers or mouseketeers or engineers travel together on the ground, I'll tell you about their One for All when I come back.
I'm Bobby Lykos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com. The Three Musketeers may have been all for one, but the mighty bus, a multi-country engineering feat, is the one for all. Short for omnibus, which means for all in Latin, the first bus appeared in Paris in 1662. This eight-seater was horse-drawn, and not until 1831 would steam-driven buses putter around the streets of London. Speaking of which, the first famous double-decker appeared in 1847 and offered half fares to those who climbed onto the open-air second deck. Honors for the first gas-driven motor bus go to Germany in 1895. But today, the omnibus is omnipresent, providing rides for all over the world. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Garth.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. We give it away, though we do ask that if you like the show, and you like the message of freedom and liberty getting out there, and you want to see it happen more often, you want to hear it on perhaps your local radio station, well, then you should amp Free Talk Live. Head over and join the over 300 Free Talk Live listeners that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. Now, if you've been to our website, you know that everything there is completely free. At freetalklive.com. So this is above and beyond all that. It's a totally voluntary option. Well, you do get some perks. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is simple. You send the $3 a month into us, and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting the show on more radio stations, getting more internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty to as many new people as possible. That's valuable to you, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the program. Learn about the perks you'll get, like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, and more. So amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we just finished up talking about, or not talking about, but reading an article from Fred Reed at lewrockwell.com. He's an older gentleman, probably in his, it looks like he's in his late 60s, fought in the Vietnam War. And has come to realize, after the fact, or he probably got some of it while he was there, that this isn't what it was all cracked up to be, this whole fighting overseas thing. Maybe we're not really fighting for freedom after all. Is that a possibility? Yeah, it's a real possibility. In fact, when was the last time the United States military ever fought for our freedom?
Maybe the War of 1812?
It's been a long, long time.
That's a great point.
Yeah, so... So a lot of people figure it out, but they figure it out too late. You know, they figure it out after they've had their leg blown off, or they figure it out after they've watched their buddy get a bullet to the head. And unfortunately, some of them figure it out while they're in the military, while they're over in some hellhole like Iraq, and they can't leave. You know, they're stuck there. So with that in mind, alternate.org has composed a few, or I guess put together a few letters that they've received from some servicemen. And women that are in Iraq right now. And I'll start with one of them. We've got a couple of them here from various different men and women in the U.S. Army, Air Force. And here's what they have to say. These are the words from our current boys and girls in the military. Lisa, 20 years old, from the U.S. Air Force, stationed in Hawaii. Quote, I joined up 2 weeks after I turned 17 because I wanted to save American lives. I wanted to be a hero like any American child. I supported the war, sort of that idealism, that idea that, well, the Army's so great, we're out there promoting freedom, saving people's lives. She says, I supported the war when I joined because I thought it was justified. Only after my own research and the truth coming out did I learn how wrong I was, how, for a lack of better word, how brainwashed I was. Now I know the war is illegal, unjustified, and that our troops have no reason for being there. When I saw an article about the appeal in the Air Force Times, I went online right away and signed it and have encouraged others to do the same. Now, you might say, well, she's only in Hawaii. What does she know? Well, that said, let's go to somebody who I believe is in Iraq. Right, Wayne?
Yeah, Sergeant Gary, 21 years old, U.S. Army deployed with 20th Infantry Regiment near Mosul, Iraq. I joined up in 2001, still a junior in high school. I felt very patriotic at the end of my U.S. history class. My idea of the Army was that you signed up, they gave you a rifle, and you ran off into battle like some 1950s war movie. The whole idea of boot camp never really entered my head.
Mm. Yeah, it's not the Dirty Dozen.
I supported the war in the beginning. I bought everything Bush said about how Saddam had WMDs, how he was working with Al-Qaeda, how he was a threat to America. Of course, this all turned out to be false. This is my second tour. And as of a few days ago, it's half over. Before I deployed with my unit for the second time, I had already had feelings of not wanting to go. When in late September, a buddy in my platoon died from a bullet to the head, I really took a long, hard look at this war, this administration, and the reasons why. After months of research on the internet, I came to the conclusion that this war was based on lies and deception. I started to break free of all the propaganda that the Bush administration and the Army puts out on a daily basis.
Right. You're in the, there's more of this, but you're in the Army. You're closed off as much as they can possibly close you off. Now, they do have access to the Internet, though I've heard that they're filtering certain blogs, they're filtering certain websites. In the case of the military, you pretty much are watching the Pentagon channel, you're listening to the military news. So I can only imagine how difficult it is to get your hands on accurate information in that case.
Boy, you're going to love this, Ian. So far in 3 years, we have succeeded in toppling a dictator and replacing him with puppets, outlawing the old government and its standing army and replacing them with an unreliable and poorly trained crew of paycheck collectors. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
The well is so poisoned by what we have done there is nothing that can be done to fix it.
Just the despair.
What a mess.
Can you imagine that feeling? I mean, you've got half of your tour to go.
Yeah, and you know, you guys, Wayne, you might not know this, but I think, Ian, you know this. My friend Sean Naylor, we went to college together. Sean and I have been longtime friends, and Sean is a senior correspondent for the Army Times.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Tora Bora. He's been in Operation Anaconda, and he is a longstanding seasoned veteran hanging around with the guys who are some of the best dudes who are willing to sacrifice their life for what they look at as a legacy of patriotic duty in the military. And I asked Sean when I was filling in for a Todd Feinberg on his show, and I know, Ian, you heard some of the conversation on this other program. I said, Sean, you know, what are we going to do? If they want to increase the troops, they don't have enough troops to bring in enough soldiers to try to secure things in Iraq now. They need a heck of a lot more than 40,000 troops.
Mm.
And if they don't put them there, what's going to happen? Well, obviously, the Iranians are going to hook up with the religious faction that is connected with them. And then the other two factions are going to be fighting to try to get some supply of oil and finances. And we're going to be in a really bad spot with the radical Muslims in Iran because of what we've done over the past 30, 40 years in the Middle East. We're making it worse.
It's not too late to throw down the weapons and go home. But with that in mind, let's continue with the last letter here, I believe. This one, I think, is probably the best one of them all. It's from a female soldier.
Yes, Ian, thank you for letting me check this one out. This is one that comes from a woman who is with the 101st Airborne in the U.S. Army. She's stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, and she recently returned from Iraq, 26-year-old Rebecca. She says, I joined in 2004. I was trying to go into the human rights field, but it was very competitive. I was in need of health insurance, and the Army seemed feasible. Now it looks like I will be stop-lost until 2010.
Now, in case you don't know, being stop-lost means that you're supposed to get out at a certain date, but since they need more troops, and they can't recruit the troops that they need, they essentially tell you, you're not going anywhere.
It's like an unofficial draft,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I had strong feelings about the war, against it. But I'm the type of person that wants to fully understand both sides of the argument. My experience in Iraq confirmed my views, but it also gave me a more multifaceted view of things. I did see some of the good things being done, but it seemed like a band-aid on a gushing wound. Mostly I saw the frivolity of the missions, the lack of direction, the absurdity of the mission. You go out in your Humvee, you drive around, and you wait to be blown up and get killed by an IED.
About, can you imagine? this is their day.
It's like
you get up for in the morning.
Yeah, it's like we were talking about with Vietnam. One of my good friends, Larry Poss, is in Vietnam, and he did multiple tours there. He says that's what they would do. They'd send guys out and to find out where the enemy was. You'd send guys out, and then you'd wait for them to shoot you.
By the way, Guard,
yeah.
There was a juncture in the Vietnam War where they said the same thing. We need a big offensive. We need more troops.
Oh, man.
That's right.
About 40% of my unit were stop-lost. Their first mission was to take down Saddam and his regime, and they seemed to understand that and agree with the mission to take down a ruthless dictator. Now they can't seem to understand why they are there, caught in the crosshairs of a civil war. I think it is safe to say that the majority of soldiers are wondering what this grand scheme is that we keep hearing about from those above us, but that is never translating down to the ground level. Some politicians are starting to see that not only a majority of Americans opposed to this war, now they see that very powerful statement of soldiers who have already been on the front line and who are still in uniform and are also opposed. None of them have been where we have been. None of them have seen what we have seen. It's time they do.
Just absolutely stunning admissions and letters from soldiers who've actually been there. And I think that it's, I mean, being here in the United States, sitting here in our cushy studio doing this show, we've got it made in comparison to what these people are experiencing every single day. They're experiencing the deaths of their loved ones and their friends, and they're coming to the realization that it's for absolutely nothing. Their friends are dying in the dirt for the whims of political people, and it's sick. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Garth.
Guys, thanks for filling in for Mark. He'll be returning tomorrow night, and I know we'll have you guys back in the near future. And we will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For